Parshas Emor, Beis Tefillah, Tavshin Ein Dalet. So we start the parsha with the Dinei Kehuna. And the pasuk starts off and tells us that the Kohen cannot be metame himself for regular mace, with the exception of his close family. Perek Chof Aleph, pasuk Beis. Who can he be metame himself for? Le'imoy ulo'oviv. Ask the Torah's Kohanim. Over here in Parshas Emor, what is the necessity to say imoy ulo'oviv? Just say imoy, and I work out myself oviv. Because the kuhuna of the aim is less powerful than the kuhuna of the av. Because if the aim is mezane, or she has a bias avera, she turns into a chalolo. If a eshes kohen gets raped, she becomes a chalolo. She loses her kuhuna. But the kohen cannot lose his kuhuna. So therefore, ask the Torah's Kohanim. It's sufficient to tell me that the Kohen can be metame himself to bury his mother. Kol Shekein, he can be metame himself to bury his father. This is the question asked by the Torah's Kohanim. Why does the Torah have to mention mother and father? It's sufficient to write mother. Answers the Torah's Kohanim. Nope. If it would just say mother, I would think, why can the Kohen be metame himself to his mother? Because she's a vadai. She's definitely his mother. But his father, who is to say that his father is his father? We only know who our father is based on a roiv. Roiv bi'os l'chachar ba'al. Most babies are born from their mother's husband. It's a roif, a minority of babies who are born not from their mother's husband. And therefore, if it would just say mother, I would think, why is the Kohen have to be metame himself for his mother? Because she's for sure his mother. But his father, I would think, well, it's only a roif. There's a minority of people who they think their father is not their father. So therefore, I would think, maybe we won't go Bosar Roiv, and therefore the Kohen cannot be metame himself for his father. Kamashman on the Pasuk, he can even be metame himself for his father. Good? Yes? Gewaldik! Gewaldik! Mordechai! Ask Rabbi Yitzchak HaTzarfati to the Rashbo. Rabbi Yitzchak HaTzarfati asked the Rashbo, in Shuta Rashbo, Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Zayin, Meimon Efshach, he can be metam himself. Because if this dead person is indeed his father, so he's allowed to be metam himself. And if he's not his father, so he's a mamzer. If he's not your father, then you're a mamzer. And if you're born from someone who's not married to your mother, then you're a mamzer. No, a mamzer can be metame himself. A mamzer doesn't have dushas kuhuna. This is the question asked by Rabbi Yitzchak HaTzarfati to the Rashbo. He doesn't understand. Nimona pshach, he can be metame himself. What's pshat in the Torah's Kohanim? To answer this big question, the Rishonim give very difficult okimtos. I want to bring the answer of the Chasam Sofer. In Shut Chasam Sofer, Yerodea, Simon Shin Lamed Ches, he gives the following answer. The Torah says, the Pasuk says, in this week's Parsha, why do the Kohanim have these special laws, special restrictions that no one else has? It's impossible. the Kohanim have their special laws because they bring Lechem Hashem. They're working in the Mikdash, therefore they have to have Dusha. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Torah instructs us to follow the Chazokas. Yep, we go after Rav. This Kohen he works in the Beis HaMikdash. Because that's the thing, you go after Rav. He works in the Beis HaMikdash. He brings Lechem Hashem. And therefore, since he brings Lechem Hashem, he has a Kedusha. And therefore, even if Klapei Shemaya Galia, even if he really is not a Kohen, even if really he's from the minority, he's not a Kohen, but since he brings Lechem Hashem, he has all the Kedusha as Kehuna, and therefore he's not allowed to be Matam himself. What was Mordechai's question? Who cares it's only a Roiv, and maybe he's from the minority? Maybe he's from the minority, it's not a Kohen, he can be Matam himself. The answer is no, he can't be Matam himself. Even if he's from the minority, he's not a Kohen. But since he brings Lechem Hashem, Kedin, not an imposter, Kedin, Api Torah, he's go after Chazokah, and your father's, the Chazokah tells us you're a Kohen, and you bring Lechem Hashem Kedin. Therefore, you have a Din Kedusha, even if you're not a Kohen. Even if Klapei Shemaya Galia, even if in the heavens they know the truth, that you happen to be a Mamzer. But still, since you bring Api Din Torah, you bring Lechem Hashem, you have a din kedushas kehuna, and you cannot be matam yourself for a mace.
But you don't have to go so far. If you think the chazaka in the base of mikdash, they use the chazaka, then you have to sin. Using the chazaka already. Yeah.
But the Torah's Kohen says, if they just said mother, since it's such a big chiddush that a Kohen is allowed to be matam himself for his family. Had it just said mother, I would have said, because mother is a vadai, but father is only a roiv. That's why the Torah has to write ovid. In understanding that havamina, who cares if it's only a roiv, but still I'm a mon of shachin kemim tamah for him? This is the answer. Since I work in a mikdash and I bring lechem Hashem, therefore I'm definitely kodosh v'dushas kehuna, even if I'm not a kohen. Okay, we always try to bring things with a message. What's the message? What's the message? So I think, I could suggest, we know the famous Yesod of the Chinuch. Achrei ha-ma'asim nimshechim ha-levavos. The way a person acts externally influences his lave, his heart. And therefore, the same way that our Mr. Mamzer, since he externally he acts as a Kohen and he works in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore he gets Kedusha as Kehuna. Even if Klapei Shemaya Galia is not really a Kohen. Therefore, to us as well, sometimes we think, oh, this is above my level. I know who I am. I don't want to be a faker. No. If a person will accept upon himself artificially to act in a more refined way, to dress in a more refined way, to speak more refined. Just examples. If he will act that way even artificially, it will influence, have an impact on his inside. Look in the Geras Haramban to his son, instructs him, speak calmly, speak, respect everyone. Because these external things will change your opinions. So that's the message, it's the power we have. The Siddim Shalom writes that Zrizus is, a person excited, he gets Zoriz. But it could be done the other way around. If a person will force himself to be in a haste for a mitzvah, it will impact his excitement for the mitzvah, even though it's artificial. So that's the idea we can learn from over here, that this Kohen even though he's not a Kohen, since he acts like a Kohen, he gets a Din Kuhuna. We continue in the parsha, and we come to the parsha of Mumin. All the blemishes, and from Pasuk Tezayin onwards, Tavel Aroin, Asher Yeh Boi Mum Lo Yikrav Lakiv Lechem Eloiko, Ki Kol Ish Asher Boi Mum Lo Yikrav Ish Iver Oy Piseach Oy Chorum Oy Serua. Various different types of blemishes, so that that impacts the Kohen, he cannot do Avodah. There's a very interesting question asked. There was a Magid Shir who was teaching the Daf Yomi Shir, and he was about to approach the place in Maseches Tchoiros where the Gemara discusses the various types of Mumin, and he knew that one of the members of the Shir had exactly that type of Mumin. And it's very clear that when we teach the Shir and teach this rare type of mum, then people are going to look at him, he's going to be embarrassed. So the Magid Shir is coming to ask, he has three possibilities. Number one, he could explain the mum and change the interpretation. He could twist it to prevent this Jew from being embarrassed. He wants to twist the interpretation that people won't, that they'll change the real meaning, that people won't realize it's actually applicable to that member of the Shir. Or to skip, kind of just blast through it without explaining, and to continue on and skip those lines. Or to, I do what I have to do, I give the Shir. Not my responsibility. What do you paskin? Again, three possibilities. Either to change the interpretation that you don't say. Okay. Or but here's the reason for it, not stam galaponi. I want to save this Jew from being embarrassed. Or to kind of skip. Or to go kadaraki, and it's not my responsibility. So what do you say? Skip. That's skipping, basically skipping. Read it. Without translating. It's basically skipping because the Shir doesn't know what it's about, so they basically skipped it. Okay. Sorry? What?
Calling sick.
Calling sick. Cancel the whole Shir. Sorry? Go to Seder. Sorry? It's apparent, it's blatant, so.
You're saying over a truth? Still a
Kohen. Sorry?
He still gets to eat Kermanos, has Kedusha's food, and it's not saying that he's a failed person.
So, you're saying I should go Kedarki. Okay. So, let's do this one by one. Okay, are we allowed to change? Are we allowed to? Okay, no one agrees. So, okay, we have, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara says over there that Kvasholcho Malchus Roimi, the Roman Empire sent Shnei Sar Diyutois et Chachmei Yisrael Lamduno Torascheim. The two royal Romans came, teach us your Torah. Koru Shonu V'Shulshu. They learned it once, twice, three times, Halvai Aleinu. They learned the whole Torah three times already, and they finished the course, and he said, Digdaknu b'kol Torahaschem, v'emesu. Everything is emes. Your whole Torah is emes. Chutz midovah, there's one thing that there's a discrepancy in your Torah. What is that? That you say, Shor she Yisrael gores a goisha ox, the potter. Why? It says shor re'eu. I only have to pay nezikin to my re'eu. A goy is not re'eu. But then you say shor shel a goy who goes, the shor shel shiudi has to pay nezek shalim. It's in one of shach. Make your mind up. If re'eu is dafka, has to be re'eu. So the same way you're potter to us, we're potter to you. And if re'eu is lav dafka, so the same way we're chayav to you, you should be chayav to us. That doesn't make, this is a discrepancy, it doesn't make sense to call to Raschem. Hachomi didn't respond, the reason being, because they didn't tell them, teach them the reason behind this, that the Torah was mafkir memoinam shel goy, because they didn't accept the Torah. That's the sugi over there. Ask Tosfos, what right did the Chachamim have to teach them Torah? It's forbidden to teach Torah to a goy. It says Magid Varav LeYakov. Answers Tosfos, it was a sakana. They had to. They had no choice. They're not chay. You not have to. Don't have to give up your life for the issa of teaching a goy. You know, you say nefesh, you can teach a goy. It was dangerous. Ask the Yamshu Shloimo. So you're in situ. It's, you know, you're under threat. It's dangerous. You're teaching a goy. Why do you teach the goy such a din? Change the din. Teach them that either both chayav, the goy to the Jew and the Jew to the goy are both chayav, or teach them they're both potter. Why do you teach them that the Jew to the goy is potter and the goy to the Jew is chayav? You're asking for trouble. You know these are going, these are looking, they're looking for trouble. Why didn't you just change the din? Says the Yamshu Shloimo. This is the says the Yamshu Shloimo. Mikan she'osu l'shanes perush haTorah v'chayev limsoi atzmei oleh. Whoever will change the din is a koyfer b'Torah Moshe. And that's why Chachamim had no choice. Even though they're risking the whole Jewish people, they're putting everyone in danger. They knew it was dangerous because that's what they're teaching them in the first place. But even though after they were teaching them, they didn't change the din. Because to change the din, you're koyfer b'Torah Moshe. You cannot alterate the Torah, even at the price of death. So that's back to us. Obviously, we cannot change the interpretation of the Torah. But I would add, we find in various controversial or difficult places in the Shas where we're talking about Goyim, you'll find many times printed at the side of the page of Meiri, where the Meiri says, oh, this is only talking about these Oivdei Lulim who'd bow down to idols. Today's Goyim, they're Bnei Tarbus, and therefore it's different. It's a sheker. The Dim are not different. Yet the Meiri, he wrote it for the Goyim, they should calm down. Shouldn't get so upset. So see, the Meiri was Mishan of the Torah. He held it is permitted to change the Torah if it's a Sakona.
Huh?
That's not correct?
How do you know that?
I saw the Chasam Sofer says you've got to take out this Miri. I saw this true from David Lau. Is he the chief rabbi? My computer came up. David Lau. So that's what he wrote. I didn't know it was the same guy. But the Chasam Sofer says you've got to take it out. It can't be the Miri said such a thing. But he did. He said it a few times. Yes? Yeah, okay. But he was. He was writing for the goy is going to look. Okay. Okay. So the same thing with so they could have done the same thing with these two Romans. They could have also told them, change the din because it's dangerous, and whisper to everyone else what the real truth is. Still. This is what the Yamshu Shloimo says. From here we learn it's Yarek Valyavor. You cannot twist even to a goy. You cannot distort the Torah, even with the price of death. Okay, so we all agree that the Magid cannot give a wrong interpretation of the Torah. Okay, let's continue. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, Siv Katan Hey, brings the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim, to be found in Siman Tov Shin Samech Ches, says the following. Quoted the Mishnah Berurah. Yizor Achazen, the Gabbai, should be careful. Shelo Yikra Lemishu Iver Oy Piseach. Not to give an aliyah to someone who is blind or lame, but parashas averes hayshavu. This week's parasha. With the aliyah that deal with the mumin, be careful of the it's actually this, the parasha of animals, of a blind animal, or a lame animal, not to call up to the Torah someone who is blind or lame. And the reason is, says the Sefer Hasidim, because you're embarrassing him. It's embarrassing to call a blind person about when you're going to hear about that blind, some blind is called a mum. It's embarrassing. Oh, so do we have a good raya to us? Is that a good raya? It's passing the aloha not to call a blind man for the parasha of being blind, or a lame man for the parasha of being lame. So is this a good raya for us?
Not really.
Why?
Everyone knows when he's blind, he's going to be sitting there anyway, whether he's called up to the lady or not. He's still sitting in the room.
And therefore,
everyone knows what it means. Yeah, you're not saying anything that's not embarrassing. Everyone's going to hear it anyway.
Yeah, okay. So there it says it also. There it says I shouldn't give him an aliyah.
Well, it's not a raya because you don't have to call him up. He has to learn the mum.
Oh, very good.
I think we're trying to say possibly because he's sitting in the room. Because he's sitting in the room, we don't say, okay, skip that. But then that's different. This is kind of you have to read this. No one says you have to teach that on that day.
So you're saying the same thing. It's different over there. In the case of the aliyah, I'm singling him out. You know, I'm come. Who's blind over here? Come. Let's have fun. Okay. If I single a person out, he might feel that we're trying to embarrass him. Here, the Magid is not honoring this Mr. Baba. Would you like to read the next Gemara for us? That's not what he's doing. He's reading Kedarka. Happens to be his presence in the room. So therefore it's different. So what's the din? So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in a Sefer Chashukei Chemed, he said the Magid Shir should go Kedarka. Why? Because this person has no business to be embarrassed. You're a Baal Mum. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you embarrassed about? It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you gotta, you know, that's what Hashem decided for you. So that's it. Now, if I agree to single you out for an aliyah, where you kind of feel that we're doing it to you, we're setting you up. Okay, that's a person is would be embarrassed about that. If he thinks he has a harvest that is deliberately being sorted, being called up. By us, you know that this is a share that happens every day, and this is the Seder Adaf. So you have no business to be offended, and therefore, Mokim Torah, what we have a Seder Limud, so we go right to, even if you'll be embarrassed. That's what Rabbi Zilberstein held. But he spoke to Rabbi Nissen Karedetz, Shvi Gesund. Rabbi Nissen, he said, no. If the guy's not on that level, if he's on the level, he's not embarrassed to say that. If he's not on that level, it's Roy to skip. What to do? Okay. Question, how much din do you have and how much rachamim? Just conclude with in the Sefer Das Torah. So it's there's an introduction by his grandson of Shlomo Shvadron. It's very worthwhile reading. And he brings over there a story he heard from a person who was present, how there was a chosid shaita. There's a chosid shaita who he viewed himself as being a very big medaktek ba'alocha. And one day he was walking, he saw a group of people, and there was a dwarf among the people. So he ran to him and lifted him up like he does his lulav and says, Baruch atah Hashem, b'simcha rabba. The great sense says, Baruch atah Hashem, v'kei melech ha'olam, v'shaneh abriyos. Boy, say, this person has committed murder through his mitzvah. So this is just Tosefet, that we have to be careful. Whatever we do, we have to be careful and try to be sensitive as we can. Okay, among the mumim we have, in Pasuk Yudches, we have the sarua. What is this mum of sarua? I'm sure no one has a sarua, so I can say what it is. I'm going to give you the right shot. Okay, says Rashi, what is sarua? She'echot me'ivarov godoy mi'chaveroi. He has one limb bigger than the other limb. Einoy achas doila, he has one big eye, veino achas tana, one small eye. Oy shoykoy achas aruka michaverto, or one thigh is longer than the other. What does this mean? It means there's nothing really wrong with a big eye. You can have two big eyes, it's fine. Or two small eyes, two long legs, two short legs, that's fine. When does it become a problem? If it's one big and one not. One long and one short. What's wrong with that? Because you need a proportion. You need a balance. Just to have something to grow, if it's out of relationship with the other Ivarim, it comes into a moment, it's called Sarua. The Bali Musa like this one. What do you see? You have to have a balance. In Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samaches Sifala, Paskens, what happens if you went to a big tish of a Rebbe and there was a challah, you need four hands to hold and you got half the challah. You bring half the challah, it's been cut in half, it's a massive piece. Right? You get a massive cut piece of challah. Versus a small pita. So one's big, one's small. What do you make the amotzi on? Sorry? The sholem. Shleimus overrides size. Because that's the sarua. Sarua is something very big, amazing. But it's out of proportion with everything else. He's missing his shleimus. When a person's shleimus is sholem, even though it's small, it's more important than just to inflate one point. Okay, maybe the guy is a tremendous masmid, he's missing in his middos. Or he has amazing middos, he's missing in his sir. A person has to work on all fronts to have a shleimus. Otherwise, it's a sarua. Careful not to be a sarua. We have in this week's parasha, twice we have this idea. We have in Perikov base, Pasuk Lamed base, Lo Yisachadu Lu Hashem Kodshi, V'nigdashi B'toch Bnei Yisrael, Chilul Hashem. We have in Perikov Aleph Pasuk Tes, Ubas Ish Koyen Ki Teicha Lisnois Esov V'ayim Mechaleres Be'ish Tisoreif, an Eishas Yisrael whose mezana gets chenek, a bas kohen gets sreifa, which is more severe. Why? Esovio yimechaleles, which is embarrassing her family. So we see the idea of chilul Hashem. A person acts in a certain way, it's embarrassing, and it's called chilul Hashem. Esovio yimechaleles, and we see the higher the person is, the more Chil Hashem involved. So the Eishes Kohen does the same act as the Eishes Ol does, but she has, makes more Chil Hashem. So this is a very, very serious thing, because Chil Hashem is something subjective. As we see in the Gemara, in Yuma, it's subjective. The Rav says, if I don't pay immediately by buying credit, then I'm in Michal Hashem. Because people learn from me, oh, he's not paying, he's stealing. It's not true, he was buying credit, he would pay it back. But then people will think, it's called Chil Hashem. Rav Yochanan says, if I walk around 4 amas without fitting, people will think I'm a battle terror. I'm not, he's really very weak. But people will think it's called Chil Hashem. It's very subjective. The marshal for this is a soldier when he is on duty. So any, if he's missing a button, his shirt is creased, he'll be punished. But a deserter, he won't get punished for his missing button, because you're not there. A soldier who's close, then we pick up on everything is missing, because it's embarrassing for the king. It's only for people. The closer you get, the more we care for about. Right? In this country, you know, if you will drive, you'll be caught driving 120, 140. No, if they catch a minister driving 140, it'll be in the papers. Makara. Because it's more embarrassing, right? If they catch a judge speeding, he might lose his position. Why? Because the higher you are, the more we expect from you. Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, so he said, he was once traveling on a bus, and the bus driver, he would take the same bus every day. The bus driver knew him. One day, he's sitting in the bus, and the bus driver shouts, "Rav Galinsky, look at your rabbis, look what they're doing. Look at the way your rabbis behave." The whole bus is... There was a kid, 11 years old, wearing a kippah, who did something very bad. He sneaked up from the back door without paying. So the bus driver shouts to him, "Look at your rabbis, look at the way your rabbis behave." So Bianca answered back, "You know, I'm going to bring all the yeshiva brachim of Meybrak to you." Why? Because they learned so many years to be a rabbi. They should come to you. Even a kid of 11 years old is already a rabbi. Everyone's a rabbi by you. So why should they work so hard, learn so many years? They'll just come to you. They'll become rabbis. That's how you diffuse the situation. But in reality, that's the truth. They look at us as rabbis. So it's the way, the same thing, the way the goy looks at the Jew, and the Jew looks at the Yeshiva Bocha, v'chule. There's high expectations. And this is the Mechayev. This is the Mechayev, it's real. Otherwise, it's called Chil Hashem. If we looked at, we have to know it's a big Mechayev. And therefore, it's one of the most serious avoinas of called Chil Hashem. You could have a person who did every Aveira in the Torah. He didn't do a single mitzvah. But he didn't do Chil Hashem, because everyone knows he's a gangster. Versus a big tzaddik who's done every mitzvah of the Torah. He's never transgressed a single aveira of the Torah. But once he was in a rush to give shir in the yeshiva, and he cut the line. Once. He cut the line because he was bittul Torah the rabbin. So he cut the line in the queue. Once. Who has an easier time to do tshuva? The gangster who's done every aver in the Torah versus the tzaddik who once cut the line. Who can do tshuva easier? Huh? Sorry? Moran says that Yisurim happening for all avoidance of the Torah. Tshuva and Yisurim. But the Chil Hashem, even Yisurim are not sufficient. Need Nisa. Only death